Marlins and Pirates at PNC Park. Miami looking to take 3 of 4 in Pittsburgh. Some afternoon fun at the ballpark. Let's pick it up, bottom one.
First inning of play, no score. Pirates threatening with two on and two out. And here's a 3-2 pitch. And there's a ball rocketed out toward left center into the gap. That's liable to score two. The ball comes off the wall. It's picked up by Ozuna. Osuna is home. Freese is home. And it's 2-0 Pittsburgh on their third straight hit with two outs in the inning. And Jeff Locke and the Marlins are down 2-0. Nova delivers and the pitch is swung on and missed. And Osuna is down on strikes. Nova broke in with the Yankees in 2010. His big year was 2011 when he went 16-4 with the Yankees. 16-4 and a 3.70 ERA. The pitch, he took something off that pitch, didn't he? And a swing and a miss. A three-hit shutout on 95 pitches. That was his only career start against the Marlins. The pitch is swung on and missed. And Nova has struck out the side in the second. He's got a 2-0 lead. The big right-hander settles in at the belt, delivers, and the ball is lined to right, a base hit. Home to score is Diaz. And McCutchen is held at third base. An RBI single to right for Mercer. 3-0 Pirates. Left-hand batter. And the pitch. And it's chopped foul right to the first baseman. He has it. Steps on the bag. Moore gets one there. The throw to the plate. And Real Muto at the plate tags the runner for the double play. Well, it wasn't exactly the kind of double play that you might have pictured, but they got a double play, and it was started at first base by Tyler Moore, and it goes 3-2.
Pirates beat the Marlins 3-1 your final. They split the four-game set. Pittsburgh pitching absolutely dominant, allowing just four hits, led by Ivan Nova, who went 6 shutout innings and has now pitched 15 scoreless frames against Miami this season. Don Mattingly's squad split the four-game series in Pittsburgh. Here's the skipper talking after Sunday's loss.
I thought he was good. Yeah. And he pretty much did the same thing to us in Miami down there. Thought a little better today than Miami. But in general, we didn't do enough to win that game.
He makes sure earn it, didn't walk anybody. What was the tactical pro against him today?
No, you want to get him up in the zone. It's easy to say, it's hard to do. He sinks it, he'll force it on you. Breaking ball is really good. He's a guy you got. If you swing down, you're in trouble.
Locke, it seemed the damage would come after two outs. What did you see from him today?
He was okay. You know, he gives up three. He ends up being 3 runs, but again, I think another solid outing keeps us in the game. You know, if we're scoring any runs, you know, we're feeling pretty good. If we even get a couple in there, I feel like you're leaving the game right there. So he gives up 2 in the first. And really then from there, you know, pretty good.
You stand as pinch hitter there. Did he say he was okay to go there, obviously, or he wouldn't?
I wouldn't have used him unless I said it was okay. It was a good spot for us, actually. You know, it gives him a chance to tie a game up. They have to pitch to him. They're going to have to go get him right there. They don't want to walk him. So, it's a good spot.
Each row gives you a little bit of a surprise to get you on the board.
Yeah, that was nice. It kind of got us going a little bit, and then everybody, we could get on base after that. At least we're putting them in a situation every ball they throw has a chance to tie the game up. So, when he does that, it really kind of gets us, if we can keep it right there and get some guys on base, which we did, we just weren't able to capitalize.
Any sense of why Locke seemed to have trouble with 2 outs in innings?
I don't think 2 outs has anything to do with it. Just, you got to get certain guys out. They got a good hit lineup. McCutchen's a tough out. Swinging the bat good. So there's a number of guys there that are still going to make pitches. So still good hitters.
Jeff Locke made his return to Pittsburgh on Sunday after pitching for the Pirates from 2011 through 2016. Here's the starter talking about his performance.
Yeah, it was a little shaky at first. I did some good things, did some bad things, but we just didn't do enough at the end of the day to come away with a win.
They got some big hits there where you had an out to get and you've been out of the inning.
Sure, yeah. That's kind of been the case all season so far. We've been really good at getting two. Haven't been able to get a third out. So that's frustrating, of course. And, you know, it's a major league team we're playing against. So you give guys extra outs or can't put someone away, they're going to capitalize.
What did it feel like kind of going back out there wearing another uniform?
It was the same thing. It was the same thing. Just another game, really. You know, it was a nice day. It was warm. Body felt good. But, yeah, it's the same thing. No extra motivation, no extra adrenaline, nothing. Just same game.
No different emotions facing
no,
guys?
No, I thought maybe there might be, but no. Same old game.
Like the sixth inning, what do you kind of trip? Obviously, you could have been close to getting out of that
one. Yeah, we get a quick out, get a pop fly to the outfield, shallow. We couldn't come up with just perfect. Couldn't have thrown it in a better spot. You know, if you were to throw it in the outfield where everybody's converging, it just lands in there, and then you know a couple hits, and that was it. So yeah, we weren't able to get the second out. We weren't able to get any more outs after that.
Next up, the Marlins head back to South Florida. They'll host the Athletics Tuesday, while the Pirates welcome the Rockies to Pittsburgh on Monday.